There are explain something that teens understand and grown-ups don't.
I think one of those things are memes. So memes are basically something iconic that which basically use pictures and words to make it. And I don't think grown-ups understand those memes, and they just see it as pictures and some words, and they don't really find it humorous. But they don't understand the meaning behind it, and they don't understand that it's something. They don't understand why it's humorous. But whenever I try to show my parents some, they're always very confused, and they don't understand what's so funny about it. But like if I tell them that it's something iconic someone once said, and it's used, and pictures and words are used to make it humorous, they don't really understand the point of it. But I feel like memes, good thing.
I think that grown-ups don't understand that we use like slang nowadays. Like for example, slang legit. And, like if we say it to our parents, they won't like understand what we're saying, and they'll just get like, they might get the wrong idea that we're like saying bad things towards them or something. So, not like slangs now these days, and like we the younger generation has like already like started picking it up. So, but then for like grown ups, they don't really like care about like picking it up and stuff. So they wouldn't care whenever like new slangs come about. But then when like the younger generation interacts with the older generations and talk with slang, the older generation will tend to be a little feel very, they'll either feel confused or shocked or surprised, or they might even like be like mad about it because they don't know what it means. So they always get like the wrong idea, or like it might be a misunderstanding. Okay, so Christy, explain something that teens understand and grown-ups don't.
When we study our studies, we need to think a lot of for our how to work out a solution. So we need to like keep on pushing ourselves and like pushing ourselves to find the solution and like keep on thinking harder. So we are too, like our energy has fully drained out. So we need breaks. But our parents don't understand because like they think that we are not studying anything and we are not doing anything. But like actually we are doing something and we are really understanding. So like we have to tell them that we need some breaks. Explain something that teens understand and grown-ups don't.
I think that something teens understand and grown-ups don't is that we do need breaks in between studying. So like for some grown-ups, they think that studying long hours instead of taking breaks in the middle is better because it's more efficient as we get to study more things within that long period of time. However, I feel that some teens actually understand that we actually need breaks in between studying, as we need to take a break from thinking too much while studying, because sometimes when we study too hard, our mind is thinking too much, that it is taking up too much energy of our body. Alex, what do you think teens understand and grown-ups don't?
And that a lot of grown-ups do this kind of thing, and that they think that we should always just like confront our problems directly. Parents think that like it's easy to do this, it really isn't.
As a conclusion, this is what we think teens understand and grown-ups don't. Thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.